NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. The Senate has passed a stopgap funding bill that will avert a government shutdown through mid-February. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer cheered the move on Thursday night.
I'm happy to let the American people know the government remains open.
Senators voted 69 to 28 to approve the measure passed by the House earlier on Thursday. Some Republican senators had threatened to hold up the possibility of a quick vote because of their opposition to President Biden's vaccine mandate on large companies. Lawmakers had been facing a deadline of Friday at midnight before a government shutdown would have been triggered. President Biden is vowing to fight the new COVID variant with science and speed. He revealed his plan yesterday amid more Omicron cases across the nation. His main goal is to increase vaccinations to protect from a possible winter surge. He says pharmacies will now send reminders for booster shots and that at-home tests will be free. He also shortened the testing window for flights into the country and expanded the transit mask mandate to March. New data released by the CDC shows that nearly 1 in 40 U.S. children are affected by autism. Brian Shook reports.
Data collected from 2018 shows that 2.3% of 8-year-old children fall on the autism spectrum, compared to previous data that put the figure closer to 1.9%. The data came from communities across 11 different states. I'm Brian Shook.
Passengers on a Frontier Airlines flight are finally at their Texas destination after a scare in the sky. They were headed to San Antonio when the plane made an emergency landing 500 miles away in El Paso. Fire officials say there was a carbon monoxide leak in the front of the cabin and six people had to be treated. And the TSA is taking steps to protect airlines and railroads from cyber attacks. High-risk rail transit companies and critical airline operators must now tell the government if they've been hacked within 24 hours. They also have to name a chief cyber official and have recovery plans in place. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.